Danvers, Massachusetts, Sunday, December 14th, 1890. Brother Farman spoke to the people in the forenoon. I called upon Emma Morrison, my sister's child. Found her alone, but soon her husband and his son, who is married, came from Salem. We had a short visit. I spoke in the missionary meeting in regard to the importance of the canvassing work. I also spoke at length in the afternoon, at 2:30. I was pleased to see Charlie Morrison, his wife Emma, and his son as attentive hearers of the word. I spoke from the words found in John 3, verse 1-4. The Seventh-day Adventist Church was full. Many from other denominations and from the First-day Adventists were present, and all listened with deepest interest. The Lord gave me the word and fervor and power to address the audience. Dear Brother Olson, our meeting at Danvers has closed. During the session, I spoke 5 times, 2 evenings in the week and on Sabbath morning, at the missionary meeting held Sunday morning, and also on Sunday afternoon. I am satisfied beyond a doubt that the Lord has a message for me to bear to His people. I have felt the sustaining power of God as I have stood before the congregation, and I know that the power of God was working through the human agent. I know that many have received the word, and hungry souls have been fed. My heart is full of sympathy and love for the souls that are ready to die. Since the Brooklyn camp meeting, I no longer talk of sickness and infirmity. I have never had such freedom from pain, and have not slept so well for 12 years. The peace of God abides in my heart. We had a most precious meeting in Lynn, but especially so at Danvers. Last Sabbath, all in the house save 2, an aged colored man and a poor timid soul who dared not make the move, came forward for prayer. The angel of God was in our midst. The ministers sought the Lord, and their supplications were heard in heaven. After the severe trials and hard labor I have undergone in Battle Creek, only to be met with refusal to receive the message, this spirit refreshes my soul. Postscript. I was urged by our ministering brethren to return to Lynn and speak on Tuesday and Wednesday evening. I have consented to do this. Brother Fifield is doing all he can to get the people to the meetings on these 2 evenings. May the Lord move upon their hearts, is my prayer. On Thursday night, we go to Boston, take the sleeper for Washington, and arrive in that city on Friday at 11:00.